Good morning. Today is December 4th. Continuing in the new section, Adventure in Adversity. It was not you who sent me here, but God. Genesis chapter 45 and verse 8. Everything that comes to us comes from God. What we call evil as well as the good. God, of course, is not the cause of evil, but deliberately directs everything for good ends. The Bible uses strong terms of God sending, the unpleasant as well as the pleasant, and sending is a positive word, not just a passive permission, for many talk of the permissive will of God. Peter, in his first speech after Pentecost, said that they had taken and crucified Jesus through the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. No mistaking that. God determined that wicked men should do what they purposed to do, and it would really fulfill his purpose, which was to save the people doing it. Such is God. Joseph said that by his brethren selling him into slavery, God sent me before you to preserve life. You thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. Whatever happens, we say, all right, God, you sent this. It may tear me apart to say so, but I say so. From there, the next step is easier. God, this has some purpose outside of me to meet the needs of others. Just show me what. The important fact is to recognize is that God has only one aim in his present dealings with our world, to get all of us who will respond to him off the wrong road onto the right. It was said of Jesus that the world through him might be saved. That excerpt today is from The Spontaneous You. And in fact, it's this day, December 4th, that really hit home for me many years ago. Sometime between 2008 and 2013, I'd started reading, and I'd got hold of this book, Summit Living, Selected Daily Readings. And it had really hit home for me. I was in a workplace in an engineering, Midwestern engineering firm. And I thought that the often attacks of my coworkers to me, I was observing and judging many things in the appearance level in the flesh. And it was really this day that triggered me to really meditate on this particular day. The first paragraph here. Everything that comes to us comes from God, what we call evil as well as the good. And the Bible uses the strong term of God sending unpleasant as well as the pleasant. That's when I really started to perk up. Because often what we... If we're part of the church system, teaches that God is a good God and gives you good things. So if harm and not so much evil, but hardships come in your life, you don't really accept that. You think, well, that's nothing to do with God at all. And Isaiah, it says clearly that he brings calamity. But when I asked other brothers and sisters in the body about this, they said, oh, no, that's a misunderstanding. God only does good things. And so that showed me that people had a myopic, they had a strong viewpoint that none of what I'm saying here is possible. Anyway, that last paragraph. The important fact to recognize is that God only has one aim in his present dealings in the world, to get all of us who will respond to him off the wrong road onto the right. Isn't that powerful? To get all of us who will respond to him off the wrong road. And that's, it's challenging for me to be in the body of Christ in 2022 with so many going through the ritual. And it is a ritual of going to church on Sundays and Wednesdays and really still drinking milk. They're not really on meat at all. They think they're on meat, but they're really still drinking milk. So the important fact is to recognize that God has only one aim in his present dealings with our world, to get all of us who will respond to him off the wrong road onto the right. It was said of Jesus that the world through him might be saved. That excerpt is from The Spontaneous You by Norman Grubb. Have a good day. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.